A Cajun Red Chevy Impala rolled off the assembly line in Detroit yesterday. It was the last of its kind. The Impala was tremendously popular in the 60s and became a pop culture icon. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl. And now it is no more. NPR's Camila Domonoski has this remembrance. Wish I had a rabbit in a
hat with a bat. Okay, I don't know about the rabbit in a hat with a bat, but rapper Ski-Lo was definitely not alone in wishing for a 1964 Impala. The car was a phenomenon. It wasn't the priciest or fanciest car. Carl Muth teaches at Northwestern University.
It was obtainable to an average person with an average job.
But the big, bold Impala was eye-catching and a huge hit. GM sold more than a million of them in a single year, which was a record.
It isn't like this is a rare car. It's just a special car in American culture.
Vintage Impalas were all over West Coast hip-hop and classic car shows. The new modern versions of the sedan didn't have icon status anymore, but that's not what killed the Impala. Stephanie Brindley is an auto analyst with IHS Market.
The Impala is a great family car. Problem is, today, consumers are tending to choose utility vehicles for family cars.
Americans love SUVs, and car makers make more money off those bigger vehicles. Those forces have killed lots of sedans. That, in turn, has killed some jobs. But it hasn't killed the Detroit Hamtramck plant where the Impala was assembled. GM and the Auto Workers Union agreed to save the plant. Kristen Gichek is with the Center for Automotive Research.
It's a lot of money that they're putting into Detroit Hamtramck.
The plant will be converted to make electric vehicles. And the Impala? Well, the nameplate was discontinued and brought back twice before. So fans of the car might hold on to some hope. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.